Good morning. Today is 24th of September 2018. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares saw wild movements on either side Friday before finishing notably lower, dragged down by financials. Markets opened higher and rose further before key indexes plunged over 3% in the afternoon amid panic selling in housing finance and property stocks. The indexes soon staged a V-shaped recovery but still ended the session deep in the red. BSE Sensex swinging nearly 1,500 points during the day, before ending the session down 279 points. NSE Nifty fell below the 10,900 mark before recouping some of its loss to end down by 91 points or. Small cap and mid cap indices bore the brunt of the selling, with respective indexes losing 2-4%. Yes Bank shares slumped more than 29% on brokerage downgrades as the RBI asked its Managing Director and CEO Rana Kapoor to step down after January 31, 2019. Kotak Bank, UPL, Bajaj Finance and India Bulls Housing Finance lost 3-8% as infrastructure finance conglomerate faces severe liquidity crunch. Dewan Housing Finance plummeted 45% and Can Fin Homes dropped 5.7%. Bank of Baroda, PNB and IDFC Bank plunged 4-8%. News updates. RBI, SEBI, SBI step in to assure nervous credit markets. India's banking and financial market regulators, along with the country's largest bank, on Sunday stepped in to reassure nervous credit markets, saying that they stand ready to step in to ensure smooth functioning of the financial markets. The credit markets scarred by IL and FS group defaults spooked equity investors, and Dewan Housing bore the brunt. The mortgage lender's shares tumbled after reports about the sale of its bonds. DSP Mutual Fund had on Wednesday sold the IR-rated paper at a yield of 11%. Overseas investors have pulled out $2.1 billion from the capital markets so far in September, after putting in funds during the previous 2 months, on widening current account deficit coupled with global trade tensions. Infosys to open Innovation Hub in Arizona, hire 1,000 employees by 2023. Sun Pharma announces Australian GAR approval of Ilumya. Reliance Industries permanently shuts down MA oil field in KGD6 block. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the government-funded health insurance scheme, the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, in Ranchi on Sunday. Market view. In Nifty there was a strong support level around 11,176 which breached on Friday and made sharp fall around 10,866 and made bounce back and close to 11,143. As we seen that Nifty touched the strong support of 10,866 as we were expecting from that level Nifty might take some upward movement and Nifty did the same and made the hammer candlestick pattern on closing basis. Nifty if moves above 11,176 then resistance would be 11,250 and 11,340 and support would be 11,070. 10,935 and 10,864. For further details refer IGSL Market Insight report on InventureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.